Weed.
Ganja.
Mary Jane.
Phoenix tears. Pot.
The devil's lettuce.
Hash. These and other slang terms refer to the cannabis plant or derivatives, specifically when used for medicinal or recreational purposes. As it is slowly being legalized and destigmatized worldwide, you may also start to hear other terms: hemp, CBD, terpenes, sativa, oils, edibles, indica, concentrates, shake, and of course, THC. Hello, this is Evan Kane, and welcome to my Cannabis 101 podcast. I'm working with the Cannabis Education Company. If you like what you hear, please donate to my Ko-fi account, tell your friends, and keep an eye out for new podcasts. Link info will be at the end. As someone with over 30 years experience with cannabis, both medically and recreationally, I have found the cannabis industry often assumes their audience has a basic grasp of this plant and its uses as a drug. New users, or the curious, are left out in the cold in a world where there is conflicting information. I'm here to help simplify and clarify things. As this is a Cannabis 101, it will be a considerably basic overview of cannabis. Future podcasts or articles will go into more details. I'm not a doctor, and this is not to replace any medical advice. It's just a starting point on a magical journey, shall we say. Cannabis is a fast-growing and surprisingly useful crop. Putting aside the drug portion for a moment, the plant has multiple industrial uses, often under the label of hemp. It could be spun into fiber for ropes, textiles, and clothing, made into paper, used for animal feed, human food, biofuel, paint, and biodegradable plastics, just to name a few. However, hemp products are made from cannabis plants with low levels of the drug THC, which is the psychoactive component of cannabis. So, no. If you get a hemp shirt, while it will be more durable than a shirt made of cotton,
far out, man.
You can't smoke it and get high.
Bummer.
Cannabis grown for consumption, either recreationally or medically, is slightly different. Here's where you'll hear a lot about the two main chemical compounds in cannabis: tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, and cannabidiol, or CBD. These compounds, or cannabinoids, are the chemicals in cannabis which produce physical and mental effects when consumed. THC is the psychoactive part of cannabis. It changes your brain function, altering perception,
mood,
and behavior. Other examples of psychoactive drugs include cocaine, Ritalin, LSD, caffeine, and alcohol. The psychoactive effects of cannabis, the high, can vary person to person and based on the strength of the cannabis consumed. Your perception of time
could alter.
An activity might seem like it's taking forever, or it's over in a snap. You might feel euphoric, relaxed, and generally pretty great with the world. Your awareness of sensations might increase, including sexual arousal, and you might feel more creative and sociable. However, you may also become more anxious, find your thoughts racing, and you could potentially have a panic attack. Barring an individual with a mental condition predisposing them to anxiety, often it is new users who are inexperienced and in an unfamiliar environment who might freak out. At some point in the future, I plan to discuss the impact environment, the individual, and the placebo-nocebo effect has on the cannabis experience. Switching to the other main cannabinoid, cannabidiol, or CBD. Here we're starting to get into a bit of a gray area because of how little we know. Research is still ongoing, but for the most part, it's claimed CBD can help with anxiety, pain, movement disorders, ADHD, and even epilepsy. People often prefer this cannabinoid if they need to calm down, deal with body pain, or sleep. Again, individual results may vary. The interesting thing about CBD is how it interacts with THC. Think of CBD and THC as being in a seesaw or teeter-totter relationship. When one is high, the other is low. If you consume a strain of cannabis with a high level of THC, the amount of CBD in that strain will be reduced, and you will experience the stoner's buzz. Alternately, if you buy a strain that is CBD heavy with little THC, you'll be clear-headed but very relaxed, and you might have better anxiety and pain relief than from a THC heavy strain. Recreational and medical products often list the THC and CBD percentages. I'm referring to flower or bud. Oils, edibles, and even pre-rolls may list this information differently, but usually when someone asks about the strength of a cannabis strain, they will quote percentages. For example, I recently saw a strain called Blue Dream with a THC of 21% and a CBD of under 1%. Conversely, I've sampled another strain, Treasure Island. Its THC was measured at under 2%, but its CBD was around 15%. A THC percentage of 10% or less is considered low. You might have a mild head buzz or high. 11 to 18% on the THC would be considered a decent strain. You'll get the head buzz, but you'll still be pretty relaxed. Higher percentages, above 20%, are available, but rare as of 2020. As well, concentrates like Rosin's, Shatter, and Phoenix Tears can have THC concentrations of 40% up to 80%. Products very high in THC are frequently preferred by veteran cannabis connoisseurs used to that strength. Novice users should embrace the go low and go slow rule for the first few times. I'd rather you have the first few encounters to be rather tame. Walk before you run, learn about this drug first. CBD heavy products are fewer. You can get some dry buds with levels up to 15% in CBD, but you'll usually see them in the area of 10 to 15%. Now, whether it's CBD or THC heavy, most flower or bud has both cannabinoids in them, as they sometimes work best together, even in small amounts. Extracts, concentrates, and some edibles may only have THC or only CBD. There are also some cannabis products which have a balance of both cannabinoids. Next, you may hear the terms indica, sativa, and hybrid. These three groupings of cannabis hint as to the overall effect upon a person. Now, your individual reaction to cannabis may vary, but think of a sativa strain as making you energetic, creative, and soaring in your mood. An indica strain is, on average, higher in THC, and the effect tends to be more relaxing. That is to say, smoke an indica and you will be in the couch. Hybrids are a combination of both strains as growers try to create a plant geared towards certain medical effects. It's true that some argue all cannabis on the markets are hybrids because of the many decades of crossbreeding strains that happened with black market cannabis. This is why some growers may say a strain is technically sativa-leaning or indica-leaning. As for consumption, here's a basic rundown. Many people consume the dried plant material, or more accurately, the buds or flower of a cannabis plant, through their lungs. Methods include smoking or dry vaping dried plant flowers, and also vaping liquid cannabis solutions, essentially similar to using an e-cigarette. Edibles cover any method where instead of the drug entering your system through your lungs, it's being digested, so you're swallowing it or eating it. The final group, just to keep it relatively easy at this point, is one I'm calling concentrates and others. You may have smokable items such as crumble, hash, honeycomb, keef, and taffy, along with other things like topical lotions and possibly even suppositories in the future. Hopefully, your head isn't spinning too much and you should have a basic idea of what cannabis is and does. This plant has been used by humans for thousands of years, both as a drug and for non-medicinal purposes. In future podcasts, I'm planning to discuss the plant itself, growing, the societal impact of cannabis, terpenes, dosing, the entourage effect, and even go into detail about all the cannabinoids that we've found so far. Thanks for your time today. Where possible, I've included other links in the description of whatever application this podcast has been posted. And this podcast was recorded in conjunction with the Cannabis Education Company, www.cannabiseducationcompany.com. For further podcasts and creative, visit evankayne.com. That's evankayne.com. And while you're there, look for the green Buy Me a Coffee and tip me for my hard work on my Ko-fi page.